You are no doubt familiar with the Ten Commandments mentioned in Exodus chapter 31. But can you guess how many commands are in the entire Bible? There are 613. Yes, 613 commands of God. And you felt bad about breaking the Ten Commandments. How do you feel knowing there are 603 more for you to follow? Overwhelmed? Tempted to throw your hands up and just scream, "Forget it, that's impossible, I can't do it." Well, whisper that last part again. I can't do it. That is precisely what God wants to hear from you. Admission from you that you can't, and only He can. Do you ever feel judged and condemned? Perhaps by the world? Or maybe even while reading the Bible? Well, the theme of this meditation from Matthew chapter 5 is becoming holy. And I pray this contemplation will help you believe that God did not send His Son into the world to condemn you, but so that you might be saved through Him and become holy as God is holy, to live a holy life to the glory of God. So to begin, whether at dawn or dusk, accept the gift of this time as a retreat, one to rest in the forgiving and loving presence of the Holy Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, a moment to be transformed into God's holy creation. So start by settling into a place to be comfortable, alone, quiet and still. Allow your eyes to close and your breathing to relax for a few moments. Continue on by receiving and replying to this responsive reading from 1 Peter chapter 1. And as I lead us, answer, Heavenly Father, in You I am holy. May the Lord bless the hearing and reading of His word. But like the Holy One who called you, be holy yourselves. And Heavenly Father, in You I am holy. But like the Holy One who called you, be holy in all of your conduct. And Heavenly Father, in You I am holy. But like the Holy One who called you, be set apart from the world by your godly character and your moral courage. For Heavenly Father, in You I am holy. Spend a few more moments now being mindful of the Holy Spirit at work transforming you. And by God's grace, the Spirit of God is present, so encounter His enduring peace. As you become more aware of God in the present, begin to take note of what you feel in His presence. What might be blocking you from seeing yourself as holy? You are forgiven. You are redeemed. And by His grace, through faith in Christ, you are rescued. So be alert to how you respond as you whisper, Heavenly Father, in You I am holy. Take a moment to center on that holiness. on being chosen and set apart. Center on bringing the truth and experience of God's forgiveness to your mind now. Your mind will wander, but don't judge yourself. Rather, let your drifting thoughts be a trigger to return to your breathing and center back on the truth of your holiness in the eyes of your Heavenly Father. Whisper, Heavenly Father, in you I am holy. Receive and repeat the centering prayer as a worship of the divine love designed to renew your soul. Heavenly Father, in you I am holy. Center too when you're breathing. The presence of God is like the air that we breathe. We can have all of it as long as we don't try to take possession of it and hang on to it. So receive a breath now and release it. Let even your breathing become a prayer of self-surrender. Even as you center on your breathing, you may still notice your mind drift. Just allow it to drift as you then center back on your breathing and whispering the words, Heavenly Father, in you I am holy. Your breathing teach you not to be possessive, even of your mistakes, but let them go too. For this next minute, be mindful of your breathing and surrendering to the eternal forgiveness of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Continue to stay mindful of your holiness as you listen to this passage, the first of three readings from Matthew chapter 5, verse 48, and we'll start in the New International Reader's Version. So be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Did any words resonate with you? Well, listen once more from God's holy word. So be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect. Did any words or ideas seem fresher? Well, allow this next minute to be a time to rest and center on the eternal divine presence. Listen once more, but consider it now from the Christian Standard Bible. You have heard that it was said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father in heaven. For he causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. For if you love those who love you, what reward will you have? Don't even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers and sisters, what are you doing out of the ordinary? Don't even the Gentiles do the same? But be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. How can you apply this passage to your life? Well, take this next minute to surrender your guilt and shame and just let your feelings fall to the side. Breathe and receive the forgiveness of God and the truth of your holiness. In this third reading, let the words guide you to deeper reflection as you listen now from the Amplified Version. You, therefore, will be perfect, growing into spiritual maturity, both in mind and character, actively integrating godly values into your daily life, just as your Heavenly Father is perfect. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So what do you desire most from God at this time? Well, spend another minute now in solitude, being the holy creation that God sees, agreeing to be your true self designed by the hands of God. Heavenly Father, in you I am holy. Now rest here in the restoring presence of God. Just idle your thoughts and enjoy Him as you reflect in a moment of imaginative contemplation. Have you ever stood before a judge? Maybe for a traffic ticket? Maybe for something more serious? Well, see yourself in the courtroom, standing before the imposing figure of the judge. Listen as he sentences you. Feel the weight of the fine and the judgment. How does it feel on you? The guilt, the shame, the condemnation from the eyes on the jury. Now feel the hands of God on your shoulders as he stands behind you. Listen to the words as he whispers to you. I don't condemn you as the world does. I save you only as I can. You believe in me. Therefore, I believe in you. I save you now In the name of my Son, you are free. Take this next minute to humble yourself in the arms of your forgiving God. Rest here, forgiven, righteous, and holy in the eyes of God. Return once more to your breathing, just a soft whispered breath of meditation. Heavenly Father, in you I am holy. And be mindful too of those you meet along the way, struggling against worldly judgment and self-condemnation. How might God use you to help someone else accept who they are in the eyes of their Creator? Now please accept this closing benediction, to remember that by God's grace, through faith in Christ and His work on the cross, you are seen as pure, perfect, and holy in God's eyes. So may you know the redemption of Christ, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, and the enduring forgiveness of God. And Father God, by your mercy, hear this prayer in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.